Chapter 3. Jamie meets the team. The next Tuesday, Andrea ran downstairs to the newsroom as soon as the bell rang for the lunch break. She wanted to be the first member of the editorial team to arrive at the meeting. She needed time to think about the things she wanted to talk about. As she sat down at the table, Jamie came through the open door. Andrea thought. Why is he the first to arrive? Now I'll have to be nice to him, and I don't want to be. Hi, Andy, said Jamie, standing next to the table and looking round the room. I saw the door was open, and you're here, so I guess this is the newsroom. My name is Andrea, said Andrea coldly, and the meeting will start in a few minutes when everyone else arrives. Isn't there anything to do before the meeting starts? Let me help you to get ready, said Jamie. No, thank you, responded Andrea. I have to do some things on my own. On my own, Jamie imitated Andrea. You shouldn't work alone, you know. You should let others help you. Andrea was angry. As the chief editor of the Thornhill Times, there are things I have to do on my own, she said. But a good chief editor has to know how to delegate work, Jamie answered. She shouldn't do everything on her own. Then he saw that Andrea's face was becoming red. What's your zodiac sign? You must be a Taurus. I don't know, I don't believe in all that stuff, Andrea said. What? Don't you know your zodiac sign? Asked Jamie, surprised. Everyone knows their zodiac sign. How can astrology decide about your character and about what you're supposed to do? Andrea asked. Really, Jamie, people have to depend on themselves, not on zodiac signs. Oh, yes, said Jamie. You're definitely a Taurus. You only believe in concrete things, and you won't listen to anyone else's opinion. When's your birthday? I was born on the 1st of May, Andrea answered. She didn't really want to continue the conversation, but she was trying not to be too impolite. I knew it! Pure Taurus the Bull, April the 20th to May the 20th. You were lucky. You guessed correctly, Andrea said. Many people in the world have got strong opinions, but they aren't all born in April or May. Oh, but I can see other things in your character too. Jamie made a funny face to show Andrea that he was joking, but Andrea knew that he was serious. I hear the others coming, Andrea said. When they get here, the meeting will begin. As usual, Stephen, the design editor of the newspaper, arrived early. He was a computer expert and he knew what to do with all the software for publishing. He was absorbed in his thoughts and sat down without looking at Andrea or Jamie. He murmured hello. Then Melanie and Zach came in. Melanie was the assistant editor. She made sure that all the students' articles and stories were ready to go to print on time. She edited all the articles and answered all the students' letters to the editor. Melanie had combed her hair especially for the meeting, and she was also wearing perfume. Melanie usually wore perfume when there was an interesting boy near her. Andrea knew who the interesting boy was, Jamie.
Jamie, said Melanie. So, you found the newsroom. That's good. We were looking for you to show you how to get here. As you can see, this is a big school.
Hi, Jamie, said Zach and introduced himself. Everyone at school liked Zach. He was one of the guitar players in Thornhill Rock, the school band, and he was the entertainment editor because he knew about all the concerts and films in Nottingham. He was also the photo and art editor, because he was an expert with a camera. Finally, Elaine entered the room. She played hockey and was the student supervisor of all the girls' sports teams at school. She was the sports editor and also the treasurer.
Hi, Andrea, how are you? She asked as she sat down. Then Elaine saw Jamie.
Well, hello! Who's our guest, Andrea? She asked.
You'll know when the meeting begins, Elaine, said Andrea. She stood up to start the meeting.